ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Every speech, every word that we do, it has the opposite reaction. You cannot escape it. It's a very practical thing to say, isn't it? And also, okay, now I was telling you that every word has the opposite reaction. Let us see from another angle. Here, if you find that somebody is undergoing some suffering, there has to be a cause for that. Like somebody gets a fever. And the first day, second day, third day, 3 days the fever is lasting. What would you consider? Okay. If the fever is not going down for 3 days, what do you think it is?
Viral
fever, isn't it? That means it must become viral infection. Then you go to your doctor and then you detect the virus. Nowadays I heard from dango or dingo?
Dengue
virus. It's all over the world and it's very careful. So now you'll understand that there is a dengue virus is causing this problem, this kind of disease, high fever or whatever, and it goes in cycles. So when you see the disease, then you understand that it has to have a cause. It has to have a cause, otherwise how the disease is coming. Similarly, the Shastra says, when we are all suffering in our lives, we can understand that we must have done some activities in the past, due to which the resulting reactions are manifesting now. And Prabhupada gives 5 examples for karma bandhan. Prabhupada gives in Nectar of Devotion. He says that you can easily understand that you have done some bad karma in the past. If you are suffering with any one of these 5 things, it is a legal implication. You know legal complication? Sometimes even two neighboring houses, they have a common veranda. And they are fighting whose property is that. Is it our property or your property? In Bombay, in one of the most famous complexes in Bombay, Lokandwala complex, there is a fight going on for almost 8 years or so. Veranda belongs to whom? They go to the court regularly for fighting. Sometimes you find people going to court for 20 years also, isn't it? Things never end like that. So such legal implication. Also, ugly look, kurup, ugly looking face. That also is considered. Then uneducated or being illiterate or somebody who has some chronic illness like continuous disease that makes them suffer bedridden sometimes for years together like that. And also a very lowly birth, like birth in a slum or birth in a low class family where there is problem for food and clothing and shelter. Somebody can repeat this 5, 1, 1. You are very important. Prabhupada gives the example. Yeah, one more to hear.
And it has some legal implication or legal complication.
Only one. Anybody else?
Ugly look.
Yeah. So these 5 Prabhupada gives these 5 examples. Now we come to understand that they have done some really bad activities in the past, due to which they are born like this. So this is actually the fruit of their previous action. So we can see the karma bandhana. Bandhana means bondage, isn't it? The word bandhana means bondage. Why the word bandhana is used? Because if your hands and legs are tied with ropes, you cannot just move. You cannot do any activity. And it is a cause of great pain. So you want to be free, but these ropes actually bind you. In the same way, these kind of resultant reactions, they bind us in this world. What is the meaning of binding us in this world? That means we suffer terribly. You feel that I don't have the freedom. Somebody is actually restricting my freedom. You can see that. But somebody has an ugly look, So many times they go in front of the mirror and try to make their face more beautiful. Or somebody who is born in a low family, they struggle hard to come up. So you can see that they all are struggling. So sometimes that struggle becomes a vain attempt. And they are not able to improve much. How much can a person improve? Somebody who is extremely ugly, no matter how much they go to beauty parlor, they can't change their look. Somebody has so many illness, you take so many medicines, go to the best of the doctors. Still that the Rockefeller had his chronic constipation. He would drink only some soup. Imagine what can he do? He has so much money. So these kind of karma bandhan, you can see that they are binding you and you don't have freedom. You are suffering, suffocating. Like after somebody is, what do you call that? Handcuffing or something. Somebody is handcuffing you. Somebody is handcuffing you, you feel suffocation. Similarly, you feel a kind of somebody restraining you. I don't know how many of you have been experienced. Whenever we get the resultant reaction of bad karma, at that time you can feel this suffocation. You don't want a disease, but disease anyway comes. You don't want this kind of legal implication. Sometimes you somehow get into it, you suffer. So these kind of things come in everyone's life, and this is called as karma bandhana. Lokoyam karma bandhana. All the people of this world are bound by this kind of karma bandhana. And due to the karma bandhana, sometimes the karma bandhana is even more severe. Here we are giving examples to you of human beings who performed some bad activity and they got some suffering reaction. But we can give examples of people who got terrible reactions to bad things. Like one time, Nanda Maharaj and all the covered men, they went to Ambikavan. Ambikavan, they went to that Ambikavan to celebrate Shivaratri one night. So they spent that night and they were all in the bank of the river. And all of a sudden, in the night one huge snake came and started engulfing Nanda Maharaj, father of Krishna. It started almost swallowing him, half the body was swallowed by the snake. Nanda Maharaj got up and found himself inside the body of a snake, almost swallowed him. So he started crying for Krishna. Krishna and all the covered men also got up. They all took 5 logs of wood and started hitting the snake very strongly. Still the snake, even being touched with fire, nothing happened to the snake. He continued to swallow Nanda Maharaj. And then Krishna got up. And Krishna just took his foot and hit on the top of the body of the snake. At once the snake transformed into a very beautiful demigod. It appeared with a very slight effulgence with the earrings and with a mukut. And his body was shining like several suns. So Krishna asked the personality, "Who are you? So beautiful. The snake's body has disappeared. Who are you?" Actually, Krishna knew everything, who this person was. So for the benefit of everyone, he asked this question. So he said, "I am actually a great Vidyadhara." Vidyadhara means there are many lokas. Vidyadhara loka is also a very great planet where people are very learned. They are high class people actually, like Gandharva, Kinnara, Vidyadhara, they are high class people. So he said, I am one of Vidyadhara. But one day when I was flying in my airplane, I saw one Rishi, Angiramuni. And I saw that his form was ugly looking. So I laughed at him and I teased him. So Angiramuni became upset and he saw that I am very proud of my beauty, my body of beauty, and I am flying in the plane. So he cursed me to become a snake. So I became a snake. So he said, "Now I became a snake, but my dear Krishna, by your mercy I got delivered now. By your touch, I again got my body of Vidyadhara back." So sometimes the person even becomes a snake due to his bad activity. You can see that. So I believe, I am sure many of you must have heard many such Puranic stories, isn't it? I just gave one example. And there are hundreds and thousands of stories in the Purana. I don't think these are mere stories. These are actually history. Itihasa means history. Itihasa is not a story. Itihasa. The word itihasa is history. So these are actually happenings, and it is happening even today also. Like if I find somebody a dog. Like when you see somebody as a dog, you feel very sorry for them. The dog must have been some human being before who misused his favor or who did some very simple activity. So he became a dog. He becomes a pig or something like that. So this is karma bandhan. Karma bandhan means the soul becomes bound in a body where he has very limited freedom. Like you see, snake, how much freedom snake has? How much freedom the dog has? or somebody becomes a tree, Nalakur Manigiri becomes a tree. How much freedom a tree has? Tree cannot even move from one place to another. Dog cannot even speak to others. Dog cannot convey what he wants to say also. He has no ability to speak or, he cannot chant the holy names like he can chant. So, this is a bandhana, karma bandhana. So, in a plant's body or animal's body, the bandhana is too much. But in a human body also, I gave this high example, somebody can understand that that also is bandhana, that also is karma bandhana. So, Krishna is saying here, lokoyam karma bandhana. In this way, people get karma bandhana, my dear Arjuna. All the people of this world, they do different activities and they get karma bandhana. Now, we began the class with examples, with a derogatory example, of doing a bad activity and getting a bad reaction. But the Shastras, you will be very surprised. They say, even if it is good activity, that also reaches karma bandhana. Shastras say like that. Even if it is pious activity, good activity. You wonder, how is that? If I am a good man or a good woman, then how can it lead to karma bandhana? It is explained that if you are born in a good family, it was purva janma arjita punyam, purva janma arjita janam, agre dhavati dhavati. It is that in purva janma, whatever punya you accumulated, that follows, like a shadow is following you, like that will follow you to the next life. It is that. You can't avoid it. Now you wonder, why did I avoid it? If you have done some good activity, it is following, very nice. You know? I did some good activity in the past and that is following me and it will enjoy the benefit. So now, opposite to these five things. What are the opposite to these five things? So who can think of? Can think of? For example? Yeah?
High birth.
Yeah, somebody born in a good family.
High education.
Yeah.
Good health.
Good health.
Body beauty.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Yeah, correct. So it's all this thing. Yeah? Anything else? No legal implication. Happy life. All measurable things. So, we may have one or more of these facilities which come as a result of our punya in the past life. For example, in the previous life, if you have been giving food to people, anada, in this life you will never go hungry. Always you will get food. In the previous life, if you arrange some pandal to give water to people, in this life, probably you will have the best water facilities in your flat. Probably 24 hours water flowing. You won't have any problem. Some flats have water problem, you know that? But if you go to Chennai or Hyderabad, there are so much water problem. You won't have a problem because you already supplied water. Now somebody is giving notebooks to children, probably you will have even printing press or something like that. They will abandon paper supply, you will have. Anything. Somebody was giving uniform to school children. And in this life you want a problem of dress, you know, have a textile industry of your own. Like that. You get abundant supply in return when you give, especially when you give without any motive. Like you with a heart full of selfless attitude you want to give them. So next life it comes back, not the equal amount. Several thousand times it may come back. Or you might have given 1 rupee to a Brahmana, you get 1,000 rupees back. So they said, if you give 1 rupee to 1,000 rupees comes back to you. So in this way, whatever good things you did, now they are also coming back to you. Now. But here it is called as karma bandhan because any punya that you do, you have to take one more birth in order to enjoy that punya. If you have done some good activity. So you have to be born once again to enjoy the punya. That is the problem. That means even if you didn't do any pap, if you have done only punya, still you have to be born again. And you have to come to enjoy that punya. Is it a good idea? Why is not a good idea? What's the problem? What's the problem with rebirth? You have a beautiful body, good education, nice money, good life, wonderful. What's the problem? Actually, even such people with all the facilities, they also suffer. I was telling some cinema actresses, they are crude also. They have beautiful bodies, but they are even slow sometimes. Or sometimes, not sometimes, all the time. Everyone has to get old. Everyone has to get diseased. Everyone has to die. So, then if you don't want it, then where else can we go then? ഇതൊരു പുണ്യ, ഇതൊരു പാപ്പവാക്ക് കിട്ടുന്നു. But what does Bhakti do?
We come out of this content.
And what will happen to us?
We go back to
Vaikuntha. Correct. Deepak Prabhu is saying that if you do Bhakti, you go back to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means place where there is no anxiety. Vaikuntha means anxiety. Place there is no anxiety means Vaikuntha. Like that. So that is what is explained here in the first part. Yajñārtha karmanaḥ anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaḥ. Yajñārtha karmanaḥ is it. That means do yajña, do your work as a yajña. Now let's try to understand this concept of yajña. What is this yajña? Yajñārtha karmanaḥ is it. Another name for Krishna or Vishnu is yajña, the word. Yajña means yajña, why Vishnu did that? Why Prabhupada uses the word Vishnu, Vishnu again and again and not Krishna, Krishna? The reason is very simple, because Vishnu is the Yajna Purusha and Krishna is not the Yajna Purusha. Why? Because Krishna is not a tax collector. He doesn't come into this world like a tax collector to collect the tax money. Rather, when people have to offer their puja and offer their Yajna, then he comes as Vishnu to accept the fruits of sacrifice. So he is actually the official personality, Vishnu. That's why in a company, the owner doesn't do this job directly. He's the managing director who does the job. The MD has to break his head managing, isn't it? The MD has to create departments first, and they have to make head of department. And he has to supervise also. And he has to, like a chief executive officer or a managing director of the company. That is, the owner has nothing to do. The owner just enjoys. Occasionally in the day of visit just to see what's happening. So Krishna is like whom? Owner. And Vishnu is like managing director, CEO. And you will see this, what I'm saying is not a joke, it's a reality. You will see Vishnu is creating all the universe in his body, but Krishna is not doing anything. Krishna is just playing on his flute in India. But Krishna does come to this world occasionally, and just to see how are the things. Just he comes like 5 years ago he came. He comes and he goes back. Whereas Vishnu, he not only creates all the universe, but he enters into each universe. And then again, he enters into the heart of every living being, as Paramatma, like that. And every atom is present out. And Vishnu has a lot of things to do, but Krishna has nothing to do, completely free. So that's why he's saying here, I am expanding as Vishnu in the world, and my name is Yajna. And Yajna artha karmanaḥ, he says. That means I am present as Vishnu, so how does Vishnu you perform all your karma? That means you should perform your karma or your activities for the artha of yajna. This statement, yajnata karmana, itself is a very deep statement. Actually, the Vedas always give you a small code which has a very deep meaning that is present within. When we talk of karma, you have to think, how should I act in a way that will not tie me up more? Like you see, if a person becomes a thief, he has to be afraid of the police, isn't it? Like, you know, one of our drivers was driving his lorry without license. He fired policeman. He became very upright, isn't it? Why should he be upright when you drive a vehicle? If you're breaking of the law, when you don't have license, they catch you and you have to pay some 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, right? So you have to be careful. Similarly, if somebody has done some mischievous activity somewhere, and then they are slowly walking in the road, what will be the condition? They are constantly in fear. Any time the police will chase me and they will catch me. Somebody has robbed the bank. They have to be in fear. That means the bondage is just awakening for the person. Very soon is going to be tied up. Caught by the police. How do you call them?
Handcuffed,
he's handcuffed and then he's taken to the police sector. Similarly, he says, Krishna says here, that you have to be, my dear Arjuna, you have to be careful while doing work. You can't do any type of work. Before doing work, you have to ask Christ, will this work handcuff me and bind me and take me to more bondage and suffering? Or will this work relieve me and remove my already existing throat? Like that we have done. Now, first of all, the question arises, what work at all should we do? karma, what type of karma should I do? That is explained by Krishna elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita. He says karma brahmotavam vidhi brahmachara samudgavam. He says karma brahmotavam. You want to know what should you do? Karma brahmotavam vidhi. That verse is already prescribed in the Veda. He says. You have to do the work of a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or a shudra. Any one of these four works that you have to do. According to your propensity, your bent of mind, and your natural inclination, you have to do according to that. And every one of us will know what is my propensity. And accordingly, we should fit ourselves in one of these four. In the Vedic Varnasam, what you would do is, like somebody is born in a brahmana family. So as some family is to his father, doing the brahminical activity, brahma karma. So he will have to become brahmana, often. But it is not a necessary condition. As you see, King Bharata, you know Bharata? After whom our India was named as Bharat. So he is one of the sons of Rishabhate, 100 children. If you see, 100 children, all of them, they were not in one category. 100 children, they were on different categories. I think one of them is this Bharata. Kshatriya, 9 of them become Paramahamsa, they become the Navayogendra, they become very, very Paramahamsa. And again, I think 10 more become Karmakandi Brahmana, 10 more of them become Karmakandi Brahmana. And the rest, 80 of them, they become, what do they become? Kshatriya, I think. So there are categories like that. Some of them became Paramahamsa, some of them became Brahmana, some of them became Kshatriya. So they became different categories like that. So we find that it's even in Bhagavatam how in one family there can be children of different nature. Somebody born here. Why these things happen? Because Vedic times also sometimes there are intercaste marriages. Sometimes. That's called Anuloma, Pratiloma. Anuloma means like a Brahmana may marry a Kshatriya woman. Or a Kshatriya marry a Brahmana woman. So if a Brahmana marries a Kshatriya woman, it becomes Anuloma. From a higher level to a lower level. But if somebody from Kshatriya man, he marries a Brahmana girl. Like Jayati did. He married Devayani. Then there is Pratiloma. Pratiloma is opposite. Like that. So this way, this expression was given by Nahusha in the form of a serpent to when Nahusha asked this question to Yudhishthira. So Yudhishthira was explaining that nowadays it's very difficult to know who belongs to which caste, because now there's a complete mixing up. That is, you know, somebody is born to a Brahmana and a Kshatriya, or a Kshatriya and a Shudra and Brahmana, and everything is mixed up. So it's very difficult to ascertain who belongs to which category out of this four. But then he said, it's very easy to know by seeing their quality and inclination. Like when all the four Pandavas, all the five Pandavas, they went to, they got married to Draupadi. So, Drupada called for them to give a big speech to them. After the feast, Drupada told them to relax for a while. But then there were many, many things kept on the table. And he wanted to check that what is their bent of mind. And he saw that directly the Pandavas, where did they go? They went to see the armor. They went to see the sword. And they wanted to see the bow and arrow. Immediately, Bhima picked up a club in hand and started seeing how it is. Similarly, Arjuna picked up a bow and arrow. And immediately, Drupada understood, these are not Brahmanas. They were actually dressed like Brahmanas, like ascetics living in forest. But these are actual Kshatriyas. How did he come to know? By seeing that he understood, no? Just like you find sometimes you put Bhagavatam and you put some, you know, business books. Like,
what is it, business review, huh? Ekravya
was an Ishada. Ekravya did not have the quality of a Kshatriya, but he wanted to become a Kshatriya. So one should actually do job according to one's quality. So people will see that they will pick up things according to their mentality. Brahmana will write Brahmanical activity. What is Brahmanical activity? Yajan, Yajan, Katham, Patan, Dhan, Parigraha. Yajan, Yajan means he should do Yajna, he should teach people Yajna how to do. In Kali Yuga, our Yajna, what is Yajna for Kali Yuga? Anybody know? What is Yajna for the day? Chanting. Chanting. So Brahmana should chant himself. And he will teach others to chant. Yajan, Yajan. Pathan means he will study the Shastra and he will teach Shastra to others. Patan, Pathan. And Dan, Parigraha, Patigraha. That means he will accept the Dan, whatever he gave him,
And then if there is excess, what do we do? We should give it away. It's not so much. We give it off to people like that. Six things Brahmana should do.
So Brahmana does not do a job and earn a salary, but he accepts charity.
One day, and done. The advantage is when you accept the charity, then whatever comes up is on a card, so we are not obliged to anybody. Like that. And similar Kshatriya, what is the problem with Kshatriya? That is explained after Krishna explaining. He says, what is the verse? What is the beginning of the verse? This is Dakshyam, Vidya Chatupalayanam. What is the beginning of the verse? He explains determination, resourcefulness, courage, not running away in the battlefield. All these things, huh?
Fighting,
courage, progress, so proving things, achieving things, these are actually the natures of a Kshatriya, like that. Similarly, Vaishya also, Vaishya is actually, according to the Vedas, Vaishya means one should be doing God protection, farming, trading, all that is Vaishya. And then there is Sudra, he serves the other three classes like that. So, the labor class. So this characterization is made. Some people in India think that this characterization is cruel. Why should we not treat everyone equally? But you see that even in companies they do this categorization. There is labor class in a company, you know. And there is also businessman who become work manager, shop superintendent, like that, managing director. So we have all kinds of people. And there is the R&D department, Brahmanas, they go to R&D department. So they have brain, they will do the research. And give all the, what do you call it, the technology for the whole company. But then NASA has many Indians. Many of the interested people have gone to NASA because they can do research. So you will see that even in a company, these four categories people are there. And they will naturally fit in. You don't have to tell them, they will naturally fit in. You will see that. So if you go to America, Russia, Australia, anywhere you go, you will find these four categories of people. Neither. So Krishna says karma. That means karma brahma pavam deti. Everyone has to do his karma now. Now some people think work is worship. They say to do your karma, that's all. That work itself is worship. It's in the modern times, this slogan is very famous. Work is? What did you all have heard it? Can somebody explain this statement? What does it mean? What is worship? What does it mean to say worship?
Complete dedication to
whatever
you do.
Okay. Perhaps you got a good point. He's saying, the donkey is the best worker, isn't it? He works very hard. Like in IIT, when I was studying in IIT Bombay, I used to see the doctorate students. They used to do night out. They used to do, this, like you said, burning the midnight oil. They used to grow a long beard, you know, long hair, and carrying one journal back. And research 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. You see them working very hard, doing the experiments and coming up with a big thesis. So can that be considered as worship worship? That's a hard work, isn't it? Can it be considered worship? Or Mataji is cooking in kitchen and she has made 12 items or 15 items when all her guests have come home and she has worked hard and, you know, to satisfy everyone's talents, she has cooked. You know? Can that be considered worship? Can such a type of work be considered worship? When can work be considered worship? Divinity, he is saying divinity should be there in that world. Some people say that selfless dedication itself is a divinity. You agree with that? They say that, you know, my relatives and friends have come, I worked so hard in the kitchen, I have done for that in the kitchen. So that is why it is worship. Because many people have a notion that serving the poor people or doing some kind of selfless work for others itself is divine. Many people think. We agree with them. That it is certainly appreciated and to be on a better platform than those who are very selfish. But yet it is material. If you have material compassion, then you have to be born again in this world. But the divinity what you said, that divinity what Krishna says is spiritual. What is spiritual? In the Vedic life, for example, a Brahmana, when he performs his activity, the performance of his duty itself is a reward. And he doesn't accept any remuneration whatsoever. He does not accept. Performance of duty itself is a reward. Like you take a Brahmana, for example, is giving you knowledge. So I am teaching you Bhagavad Gita. I am not supposed to take any fee from you for this. And you cannot ask fee. So for every task you come, you have to pay facilitation.
No.
Navana is not supposed to take at all. You give knowledge to the Vedic life, the Vaidya, you know Vaidya, Vaidya means?
Doctor.
And one who gives law, justice. Huh? One who gives justice and Brahmana, they would never take salary. They would do it voluntarily, freely. You go to a village, even today you find there are many people who settle the problems outside the court. You go to them, you just see people have a problem, they will mediate it. And they will settle it. And then they will not take any money at all. It is actually traditionally Vedic. So Brahmana does not accept any salary at all. And what does Kshatriya do? Does he accept salary? Huh? No. Kshatriya also does not accept any salary. But he only accepts tax. The tax is not for enjoying his own mind and senses. But the tax he collects from people for their own good. For the people's good. Just like the sun absorbs the water from the ocean. And gives it all back as rain. It pours it all down. So the Kshatriya will collect from all the people's tax. And then he will give it all back to people. By making roads, by establishing trees on either side of the road, by making sanitation conditions, by making water supply to all the people, by making a temple, most important thing, for the benefit of people, celebrating festivals, that God is the center, all that. So you spend all the money like that. And of course, some amount of money for the defense also, for having horses and elephants and everything. So he doesn't enjoy that money at all. He uses it for the people like that. So he doesn't take. So what about Vaishya? Yes, Vaishya is allowed to do business, allowed to keep a profit. But that profit also is Yajna. Why? He earns money, but Vaishya, it is said, Vaishya is not supposed to earn money for his enjoyment. He is supposed to use that money for studying the other three classes. He has to give charity to Brahmana, tax to Kshatriya, and he has to support his self, the Sudra, whatever is needed for Sudra, benefits he is supposed to give. That is Vaishya's job. Actually, Vaishya also, one lot of money he would spend like that, because too much of harboring money would make people go to the religious path. Sometimes when people have too much of money, there is a possibility of misuse of that money. So for a Kshatriya also, when he has a lot of money, like once Narada comes to Yudhishthira, and he asks, my dear Yudhishthira, is everything in balance? He asks him, are you performing yajna properly, at the same time giving protection to your citizens? Sometimes what would happen to Kshatriya? When they would become too religious, they would become like Brahmanas, all the time doing yajna and other things, and they would not give protection to citizens. And ropes and thieves would become abundant in society, and they would create a havoc in society. At the same time, if the Kshatriya is too much performing yajna, ignoring the protection of people, then some foreign things may come and invade the people. And there may be no peace and order in society. On the other hand, if a king becomes so much engrossed in becoming greedy and conquering the other countries like Alexander. It's Alexander who invaded so many foreign countries. So what happens when he goes on accumulating his land, but he is not worshipping God. He forgets God. So king is supposed to have balance. So Narada asks Yudhishthira, are you having a balance of both? Are you performing yajna at the same time also taking care of people? Both are required like that. So in this way, Vaishya also knows that the money I am earning, I should use it for some of my requirements and then give it to Raghav Vikas. And Shudra would not tax money at all. Shudra would not be given money at all. Nowadays, in companies, labor class people are given so much money, they earn a lot of money. And seeing that money, they become more greedy. Why Shudra is not given money? Anybody can say what? Why Shudra is not given money? Yeah. Yeah. It is said in the Vedas, if you give money to a Shudra, you will immediately spend it on wine and women. Immediately. Like I saw when Riksha while I was driving. So he was telling me, I asked him to return God's name, but I was asking him. He said there is no time working so hard. So he was telling him, I'm unable to run my family, you see my wife and children are suffering, he was telling. I asked him, how much money you are? He said, monthly around 6,000 I earn. By after he's earning 6,000 monthly. Then I said, what is the problem? But you think you can't earn the money? He said, what can I tell you, Swamiji? You know, I put 3,500 goes in all my own. You know, he was selling tambaku, you know. He was doing all that. You know, eating tambaku, drinking liquor, and all that. And he said, what do you do with the balance money? You have 2,500 or whatever, balance money. He said, sometimes, you know, my mind gets tempted to gambling. I put the money there, thinking I can make more money, but I lose all that money also. finally there is hardly enough money to only fill up my own belly. And I often involve my wife and daughter, because if you go home they will ask for money. So I don't go home with them. After them I am making money and spending it like that. So if Rudra would spend money like this, he is given money. So the Vedic times what they would do, I have even seen in my days, when I was a small child, now home there used to be a servant working. So I seen my parents giving him clothes, They give him clothes, they give him food. Even they would be happy with the previous day's food. Generally, if you see in home, water should be kept today, you put water and tea. Next day morning, if you give, they will be very happy. Because generally, Shudra is in Tamaguna, If you like the food, it is cooked the previous day. Okay. So food is better stayed along with that water, So they like it very much for them. If you give them fresh food, they may not appreciate it so much. Only Brahmana likes fresh food. You see like that. Of course, this is not discrimination. It is not to say that, Shudra should be put under the feet and Brahmana should be kept in the top. It's not like that. By their own nature, they would like that type of food. And they were very contented also. And they would accept the clothes, whatever they given to them. So they have clothes, and they are given food, and they have a place to live. And they live a happy life, they have no problem. And they would occasionally get money if at all required for some medicine or something like that. They were living a happy life. So in this way, if Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, if these people perform their own duty, it's what you were telling us now. If they do their duty properly, without failing, like Brahmana said, Jagannathan Patapati Jodha is telling in the same day. If they go on performing their duty, they can achieve happiness in that own, in their own state. Brahmana will become very happy by performing his dharma, his own dharma. So what is this statement? That dharma will, what was the statement? Dharma will protect the follower of dharma. Remember? Dharma will be rakshit to dharma.
Dharma
rakshit to
dharma.
Dharma rakshit to rakshit. Dharma rakshit to rakshit. One who protects dharma, dharma will protect that person. It is said. So if you perform dharma according to your own, similarly there is brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi also. That is also coming in the same duty. Brahmachari, what is brahmachari? Brahmachari is considered to be children of society. And the grihastha is considered to be the parent of brahmachari. And brahmachari, he is supposed to, brahmachari means his mind is always focused on Brahman, the supreme soul. He doesn't waver, he doesn't go this side, that side. He just focuses on God, his whole mind is on God, and he releases on God, and he simply lives for the purpose of God. That is brahmachari's life. And a grihastha means grihastha ashram is there. And they have the duties, like they invite the sadhu, they cook food and offer it to God and distribute it to other people, like that. And they also worship the deities at home, and they also have the dharma like that. Similarly, there is vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is the retired life. Retired life doesn't mean that you have become 60 now. You have turned out 60, you become, like they have this shakti of the purti and what is 60? 60? Yeah. And the 80 also, they have one more provision. So they said, some people say, now I am retired now, I am vanaprastha, some people say. So sometimes people say they are vanaprastha, but you find them, they wake up in the morning, reading Indian Express, Times of India, in the morning, and then afterwards they watch TV, some serial. And sometimes they may be, take care of the grandchild or something, and evening they watch TV, they go for a walk. And then they take rest and store some water in the kitchen or somewhere. So then there is water supply problem, They do the duty. And they ask, what are you doing? I am vanaprastha. They are not considered vanaprastha. Vana actually means forest. They are supposed to go to forest. Vana. And they are supposed to be the very austere line. And Prabhupada said in ISKCON, there was a college of ISKCON, they don't have to go to forest. Because nowadays there are no forests. Everywhere there are cities now. And besides that, you don't have to perform the strict things given for the ancient times. Vanaprastha is husband and his wife who devote all the time to Krishna service. Like they have, because they know that now they have become 50, children are married, and they are well settled in life. Now I am retired from my business, I am retired from my job and everything. Now there is practically nothing to do at home. And instead of wasting my valuable time watching TV, playing cards, going for fishing, going to different relatives' houses and spending time, wiring away the valuable time. Better that, let us devote our time to God.
So they are supposed to go to the holy places. Travel to all the holy places like Dwaraka, Vrindavan, Mathura. You go to all the holy places. And then turn back and settle in one ashram. And then just send a service. Like Mataji, Prabhuji, they do the services like that. And then sannyas is taken not by everybody. In every time also not everyone will take sannyas. Those are brahmanas, and then they will take sannyas. Not all of them also. Sannyas is very difficult. And kshatriyas, some of them take sannyas, like Vishwamitra. Very few kshatriyas can take sannyas. And vaishya, they would remain vanaprastha. And the shudra is supposed to remain only grihastha. He is not even good vanaprastha. He doesn't even take vanaprastha. He has remained still 90 years or 100 years. Even such a shudra is respected. So shudra does not give divorce. He lives with his wife and is following his dharma properly. Because of his age and maturity, even he was respected in the Vedic time. He has followed dharma throughout his life, doing the dharma of the shudra. So this is the karma brahma bhavam vidhi that Krishna is speaking about in Bhagavad Gita, that every one of us have our duty to perform. Actually, first of all, we have to know our duty. And then we have to think, we have to understand how to offer the truth to Krishna. That is the second step. First step is to know our duty. Now in Kali Yuga, what kind of duty should we do? Kali Yuga is a total mess. Nobody knows who is a brahmachari, who is a brahmana, who is a kshatriya vaishya. That is, people join army because of force, because they don't get any other job, they go to army. And then when there is war, they try to escape, run away. That is not a kshatriya. Kshatriya is ready to die there. Similarly, brahmanas are all, suprasthe supramevahi, it is explained. Simply wearing a sideways dress. But they don't have the qualities of a brahmana. So it's very difficult to find somebody sitting in brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra properly. People have qualities. Like, somebody wants to become brahmana, but he's told by his parents that he become engineer. You better become engineer and go to America and earn a lot of money. I think, certainly, practically all the brahmanas, like one brahmana, one Sri Vaishnava, from Sri Rangam was telling, he had two sons. Elder son, not so intelligent, mum, dull. And younger son, very shrewd. He said, I'll send my younger son to London to study and take up a job there. Elder son, he was not so intelligent, so mum, so I put him in Vedic Patshala. That's what you could think. He said, mum, okay, do some puja paath. Sometimes we see, today in our ashram, one of my distant relatives, one lady, she came just a month ago. She phoned me up and she wanted to meet me. One of my distant relatives. She is 57 years old. She came to meet me. And I said, how is it that you are my distant relative? How you became so serious to meet me? So she said, she is my father's aunt. Very, very, very old lady. So she said, your father told me that you have become a father now, you have joined ashram and all. And we were living in Pune, he gave address phone, everything. I'm living in Delhi. So you want to come and meet you. So he came and met. And she brought one of her grandsons, who was something like 20 years or 22 years. And who had some kind of mental disorder. So he brought him to me and said, can you keep him in your ashram? So he was telling that I heard that you are joined ashram, so I thought I can leave him here and go. And I was surprised, how are you? Actually, first they didn't tell me about his mental disorder. First they said, I want to admit him up in your ashram. I said, really? How is it that you have so much of, you have to put him in ashram? Because generally we see that the parents are very opposed. Children have to join in ashram. Then she said, no, he was interested. But then I found that Tatpala has no interest. Tatpala wants to live at home only. He just wants to eat and sleep at home. He didn't want to do anything. And she wanted to put him in ashram. So he was thinking, ashram is simply a place where some frustrated bachelors who couldn't get married and who couldn't get jobs were living there. Because, jobless people, unemployed people, unqualified people, and people with the mental disorder are living there. I told her, Mataji, I'm very sorry. You are kindly mistaken. You should see what kind of people live here. People here, some of them could be in NASA. Some of them would be working with NASA, some of them would be working with Infosys. Some of them would be working in London or England, some of them would be working in America. Many of our boys actually got their calls from American University. They left there and joined here. Because they found this more enviable job. This kind of speaking to other people and giving this. Actually, this is a Brahmana's job. Brahmana's job is a Brahmana is supposed to learn the Shastra and give Shastra to other people. But now in the modern times, Brahmas are all, they are all put in engineering, medicine, they will start accountancy, they all go in different fields like that. And they get caught up in that. They become very busy. They use their intelligence in the wrong direction.
Just to, you know, manipulate material things more and more. Manipulate electronic chips, manipulate mechanical engineering. Now, kind of things, they replace their intelligence there.
They are supposed to use their intelligence to achieve a very wisdom and things like that. So I see sometimes in genealogies that fathers put their sons there. The son is like a sudra, he has no quality, he has no intelligence, but the father gives them 1 lakh rupees and,
tells him, you have to become engineer, I found, I had one friend in my college called Ramu, Somehow his father paid a very high capitation and put him in the college. So this fellow will come to me to take my notes and all. Crazy crying all the time. To say that my father is putting me, he gets failed in many, many papers. At last, somehow or other, he gave money.
Actually, even there, he liked working very hard. And he thought that he would manage people. He would be working very hard there. So he has the nature of working hard. He liked that. Because somehow, he worked as an engineer, but he was working on late. And then he was working on late. That's what he wanted to do in his life. We all have a nature. So in the modern times, it's very difficult that many a times you are not allowed to do activity according to your nature and propensity. Like if somebody says, I want to be an artist, how many parents do you think will allow their son or daughter to join the College of Fine Arts or do BA art? It's very difficult, huh?
Today, there is no participation.
Then, but we exactly don't know our work, what type of work we should do.
So I just think of doing divine work, that comes much later.
What kind of doing work? There is no one here who is not doing work. We all are doing some work. We have to find out how to offer the fruits of that work to Vishnu or Krishna. That we should find out. That is why it should be best like to find out our bent of mind and fit in that kind of natural work where you really enjoy your work. See, that work is a real work which you enjoy doing. And you never get tired. You're very happy doing it. And you can do it. And you also learn it very fast. That is the nature. Somebody is a kshatriya, for example, and he can do management various ways. Management is like a fingertip. He manages things very well. If somebody is a vaishya, he can understand money terms very easily. How he can clearly see that this is beneficial or this is beneficial. So what should we do? This scheme or that scheme, Strictly his mind works like that. So everyone has to fit in, and nobody is considered higher or lower. In Krishna's eyes, all the four classes are considered important because Brahmana is considered to be the head, Kshatriya is considered to be the shoulder, protection, bahubal, and Vaishya is considered to be stomach, and Shudra to the leg. Nobody can say any of the parts is unimportant. If legs are not there, you cannot walk. If stomach is not there, how will the food circulate all over the body? Or if the hands are not there, how can the body be protected? Like if some lifting falls on you, the hand comes to you. You did like that. The hands are aside like that. The most important is the head. See, there can be a body without legs, body without hands, but no body without head. Have you seen a body without head, somebody? You cannot see. So the Brahmanas are considered very important, but others are not considered less important. They are also very important. Very important. So let us perform our work. Let us do our work sincerely. That's the first step. You all have to do our work, because if you don't do work, then you cannot even find your livelihood. That's why we say, Nahi Rukhtasya Sinhasya, Sarujanti Nishendraga. It is said, if a Sinha, if a lion is sitting in the forest with open mouth, no deer will automatically come and enter his mouth. He has to chase after the deer. He has to run and catch the deer if he wants. Similarly, without doing work, you cannot even fill your belly. It's not possible. It's very important. Even a Brahmana has to, what is Brahmana, what they told you, isn't it? So without doing his dharma, one cannot even live in this world. Krishna says in one word, Sharira Yata Pichate Na Pasisdiyet Akarmanaha. He tells Arjuna, very Arjuna, you want to give up your work, but without work, you can't even survive in this world, he says. So nobody is condemning you for doing your work. Because sometimes people think spiritual life means inactivity. This is a great misnomer. People have a notion that if you have to go to God, when you have to go to the Himalayas, when you have to give up all your work and do meditation, people think like that. But Krishna doesn't say that in Bhagavad Gita. Everyone has to work. You can see the world in six chapters. What is the world? He says, Anayasa Vrahman Karim Kalakarakena, Krishna Sanyasa Kiyogita, Na Niragne Na Chakriya. He is saying, a person who does not do work, who does not lit fire, who does not do work, that person is not called as a sannyasi. But a person who does work, but without expectation of fruit, that is the person who is doing the real divine work. Then his work is worship, he is saying. Now, what is the meaning of working without expectation of fruit? Say, for example, you are cooking now, and Mataji is cooking with Krishna. Now she told us, now Krishna has told me, I should work with detachment, without any expectation. Just close my eyes, take into the that. That's the problem. I am detached. I just don't look at the vessel at all. How much chili I put, how much salt I put, I don't care. I am working in detached way. Is that what? Is that what he means? Is it detachment? That's not detachment. No? Detachment, here what he is talking about is, you should do the work as if you are the doer, and you are going to enjoy the benefit. Like that you should do the work. But after the result comes, you should give it to Krishna. That is the actual meaning. He says, what he says in Sivas, a very famous verse, which are often people in India quote that verse. Anybody know that? Sarmaneva adhikaraste. You have the right to perform your duty in a very diligent and meticulous way. You have the right. You have to do the duty. Kajani says, Karmaneva adhikaraste maapaleshu. You are not entitled to the fruits of your action. That's the actual thing that Krishna says. Kajani says, cook very carefully, but it should be offered to me first. Now, you should not cook it for your own time. You should cook it for my satisfaction. That's why, for example, if you are going to, this is not very difficult to understand. Let me give a simple example of what Jiva Goswami gives. Jiva Goswami explains that sometimes a man leaves a village and he goes to a city. And he's a poor man. And in the city, he doesn't have any food to eat, and he doesn't have any place to stay, and he has no job. He's like a vagabond wandering here and there. And constantly thinking of his family, how can I serve them? And at last he gets some job of watchman or some job like that. And he earns some money. Now he knows, I'm earning some money, but I don't want to enjoy this money. I want to give this money to my family, wife and children. So then what he does, he of course stays in a place, he stays in some stall. You all know what is stall? It's a very dirty place. Dogs are barking, gutter is flowing, people are making noise and talking to one another. It's a very noisy place. And it's a small place, a dirty place. There is no door, only a curtain is there. So this is stall. So he's saying that. So he is, and in the night when he's sleeping, a lot of mosquitoes are biting him, tolerating that, trying to cover with a blanket and sleeping in a small, crouched place. And whatever money, he also eats, but he doesn't eat very opulent food. He eats only some sukha roti, some dry roti he eats. So 5% of the money that he earns, he may enjoy probably. But 95% he spends it to his village. Wife and son. And then in his mind he is thinking, oh, my son will be drinking milk and he will be growing strong. And that makes him very happy. After 1 or 2 years of working hard in the city, one day he knows, now I have to go back to the village and meet my wife and children. I want to see how happy they are. So now when he is returning home, already his mind is very happy that I am going to meet them. Although he has undergone a lot of torture and trouble, so when he goes home and he sees his wife decorated very nicely, his son very strong and studying nicely, and they all with smiling faces, then all the endeavor that he put in, that appears insignificant for him. He considers them simply insignificant. He doesn't mind them, because they are very happy. So he wants to make them happy. So, Jiva Goswami gives this example to us. He says that a man who is in bodily concept of life, this is how he lives his life. Actually, every average man is just that. His goal is to satisfy his mother, father, wife, children, family, relatives, friends. Ultimately, to keep them happy so that he will satisfy himself a lot. This is what he considers. But in the same, example can be extrapolated on a spiritual platform. Somebody can explain it on a spiritual plane. The same example is just said just now. So try to make an effort. Anybody? You understood this example? You all understood this example? I am very, very sure. This is not difficult. Like, you know, when I was earning my first salary, like some count of natives and this, now, they were all asking, when are you coming home? They all knew very well, my parents and, my sister knew that this fellow won't come with empty hand. He's going to bring something, you know. So when I took my suitcase and sent home, everyone was looking at the suitcase. What is it bringing? I kept my suitcase and they opened. Everyone found on this suitcase, what is that? And I brought some sari for my mother, some bandages for my sister, some earrings for my other sister, everyone. And they were all very happy. And when I saw that, they are very happy. You know? When you see that their eyes are lifted up and they are enjoying it, then you feel satisfied. Now you may wonder, I am not enjoying it. I am giving it to others. And how do I become happy? You know? So, this is called as preeti, means affection. Yeah. In that affection, you feel that joy. I want you to extrapolate the same example on a spiritual level. You see, you can explain it. Anybody? Anyone? Yeah, very correct. Huh? Like devotee works like this only. Huh? Like just like Swamiji gave an example. Like devotee knows, I originally belong to Krishna. I belong to spiritual sky. But somehow or other I have come to this material world. And I am wandering in this world. But my nature is to love and serve Krishna. Huh? And I have forgotten it. And once you are connected to Krishna, then devotee always remembers that I have to go back to him one day. So, then every devotee, according to his realization, should show his sacrifice and dedication to Krishna. Like it is said, prana, arthaya, dhyaya, vacha, four things are said. Once you give one prana to Krishna, it is said, prana means one's body, life, whole existence to Krishna wants to give. So one cannot give prana, then it is said, arthaya. Then one at least has to be some portion of his money. And jiya means one's intelligence by reading the shastra. And vacha means ability to speak, vakshati, speaking. So once you dedicate all these things to Krishna service, so in this way, a devotee understands that Krishna is my lover, Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is my bandhu, Krishna is my friend. So keeping that in mind, in order to please Krishna, he takes sabradhyaya in this world. And he works hard. And when a devotee gets more realization of Krishna, then he sees that why should I only go back to Krishna and be happy? Yeah. So Kalaj Maharaj offered a prayer, he said, my dear Lord, I am already happy because I am already your devotee. Yeah. But then other people are suffering like anything in the world. He said, the Kripanas, who are misusing their bodies by doing atrocious activities, I want to make them your devotees. And I want to bring them also to you, he said. So in this way, a devotee also works for the pleasure of Krishna. That should be the main goal. Like Maharaj gave a very appropriate example. If you are cooking in the kitchen, like if you see in Gujarati, they have this, and in the culture itself, many Gujaratis, and they have a laddu gopal. So they feel that I should cook for the pleasure of laddu gopal. So I should cook for this joy. Today I will make this particular item, this particular feast, and God will enjoy very much. They sing so many songs of Devi Krishna, and they sit in front of the altar for so many hours doing bhajan. At one point of time, even they have no children at home, they can clearly feel that this laddu gopal is my own child. They have a genuine feeling. It is not just sentimental affection. Many people have that genuine feeling like that in their heart. And they develop to be a kind of preeti, a great affection. Then they sacrifice for them. Like if they have bigger deities, others, and they want to spend lots of money and put jewelry for them, put mukut for them, put nice dress for them, put a nice picture in the kitchen and offer them. So they deserve a great joy by that, by putting all the things for the large body like that. That's what your Krishna says, Vinyartha Charmanami. You do work for Lord's pleasure, not for your own selfish contentment. So you will see that the demons, they always do things for their own benefit.
As you know, Lord Vishnu told the demons to deliver during Samudra Manthan. But all of you, you should be very, very patient, and at the right time I will give you the right thing. And then when Airavat came, God gave it to Indrasana. And when one kind of beverage came, he gave it to the demons. So he is giving a difference into demons and demigods. And then when Lord Dhanvantri came, carrying a part of nectar, immediately what did the demons do? They ran to Dhanvantri and snatched it away from them. And said, now this part of nectar is ours. So the giants, the leader of the demons, he called it and he took it and ran away. Now, seeing this, all the demigods thought, what can be done? They thought that now it's gone. Now we cannot get nectar. But they thought that Vishnu has told them he will give us nectar. So Lord will give it. So they were very patient. On the other hand, other demons, you know what they said? They said, you see, we should divide it equally amongst all of us. So these are demons were saying, we should divide it amongst all of us equally. Because we all did the work together, so we all should divide it together. These are the communist demons. What do communists say? Equally divide. What about God? Hey, hell with God. God is not required. Let us divide equally. But then the question is, who will divide it? You all know the story of the monkey and the two cats. Two cats brought that big bread to the monkey. You know what the monkey did? Monkey said, you don't worry, I will divide it. So one person was small, one was big, was biting little bit and chasing, biting this part. I will eat up everything. So there was a state, eat up everything. People will say, I am going to divide amongst everyone. As you know, Zaks and some other communists. So wife was asking, why are the people suffering? Why don't they eat cake? What is the problem of food? She was asking. She was eating cake every day. So some of the demons were saying, divide it equally among all of us. But then the leader demon, the giant, he was telling, no, might is right. I was the one to get it first and nobody can come with it. Anybody comes, I will punch you on your nose. These are the capitalist demons, like America. We have the power, we have the intelligence, we will work hard and we will enjoy like that. But both of them never talked about Vishnu. They never said, are you fool? It is Vishnu who arranged the whole Samudra Manthan activity. He was the one who gave demigods, he was the one who called us, he gave us, he gave Mandara Mountain, he became Ajita on the top, he became Kurma down, he is giving so much support, and he told us to wait. Present day never died. Even in this world also you find communists and capitalists, they are fighting for the stolen. Communists are fighting for the stolen bread. And the capitalists are thinking of political maneuvering and trying to exploit the innocent public and enjoy. In such a world of goldless pandemonium, total conflict, there can be no peace at all. Whereas the demigods, they knew that Vishnu told us that he will give. So we will be patient. And they were patient. Just saying to Vishnu. And then what did the Lord do? Lord became Mohini Murti. The Mohini Murti was also Sham Varna. She was also Sham in color. It's like Krishna's color. She came with a very beautiful form. With a thin waist and big broad eyes. She looked very attractive. And the demon saw, they became completely bewildered. Even demigods also saw her, but they didn't become bewildered. When demons saw her, they became bewildered. And then she, and then the demon, little demon went and gave the jar to her. You take it, you divide them amongst all of us. She said, you know, Narayanam Bhushanam Padhi, they said, for a woman, the decorations of her husband, they said. Just like in Akash, what is the decoration for the sky? Anybody know? Chandra. Yeah. The moon is the decoration of the sky. Similarly, for a woman, the decoration of the husband, they said. As soon as a woman has a husband, she's protected. And he took the decoration. She said, I have no husband, I am wandering alone like this, and you all are sitting facing me, and you are giving this to me. The demon said, no problem, no problem, you will be divided. They were showing all their faith. So, then you know what she did, isn't it? She went and covered it all with the demigods. Demon said, see that. Now, the same Vishnu, when he was Dhanvantri, the demon snatched away the part of nectar from Vishnu. And the very same Vishnu came as Mohini Murti, they gave it back to him. See? That goes to show, if we don't use all our energy, resources, talents, wealth in the Lord's service, then we will use it in Maya's service. It's very natural. I know one gentleman in Pune, who earlier used to come once in a while, just gone. He was even signing one or two dollars and then he gave it up and all. He was a crore pati. He has almost 20 rolls like cars. Very big.
Very big man.
So, although he is such a big person now, he is almost 52 or 53 now. So, he used to go for jogging in the morning. Now, many times he used to call him, please come to temple, please stand, Hare Krishna, please come, come and stand, please go there. And he never would hear at all, never paid heed. So, one day when he was going to jogging in the morning, he came across a young girl who was just 24 years old. She was up there going for jogging. And she became his jogging partner. So jogging, both of them became quite intimate and he started relating very closely with her. And his earlier wife, she is almost 58 or something, and this fellow is 63. She said that you did the age for Roman. So this fellow is 63 and this girl is 24. She is fit enough to be a daughter, no? Or a granddaughter or whatever. And this fellow developed a relation with him. And this girl started extracting all his money. First of all, thousands and then lakhs and then crores after that. So, just imagine this fellow, he is sent in God's service. He became the deity of God. He would not have been treated like this. So, you will see that all the wealth, resources, mind, intelligence, talent, everything he will use in Krishna service, he will use it in Maya's service. You will see that completely, diametrically opposite. And then for those activities, you will get karma bandhanaha. Lokoyam, karma bandhanaha. Like that. The Baba used to say, if you don't serve God, you will serve dogs. Baba used to say, the Baba. As you see in America, people will carry a tin behind the dog. If the dog is passing school, then if the dog passes school on the road, you have to pay a heavy fine. In America, so they carry a tin and go behind. Baba used to say, just think. Because if you don't serve God, they are serving a dog. If you go to America, you will be shocked. Because in America, they have competition of their dogs. Singing. All the dogs, they come, there's a singing competition for the dogs. And what do they sing? They are making sounds like that. And whichever dog makes the best sound, they get the prize. And they have a dog soap also. And they have a frock for the dog also. They can put a frock. Yeah, everything they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a shop in India, just a place where they have beautiful clothes and they have like shampoo and
stuff. Everything is it. Yeah. Things which I am thinking there in America, people readily to me that they are from India also. I hear in many
languages.
Yeah, very fast. Yeah. So, see, our nature is to serve someone. Like if you don't keep deities at home, if you don't dress the deities, you don't bathe them, dress them, feed them, you know, if you don't do that, you do the same thing for a dog. So you want to, even man becomes old, you know, one generation in America, one generation in London, now his wife is old, he is old, and there's nothing to do at home, and there's no one to serve. Then what will the old man do? You better get a dog, pet dog. Yeah, you get a pet dog, and then you bathe the dog, dresses the dog, feeds the dog, everything. So we are actually supposed to do this for God. But we are doing it for dog. That is the difference. Yajnyartha dharmanaha. Anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. He is just the opposite. So he says, Arjuna, you want to become free or you want to become bound? So I conclude with one last example. Krishna talks about what that leads to freedom. Yeah. Just like Arjuna is fighting, Duryodhana is fighting. You can see two sides. Arjuna has a chariot, Duryodhana has a chariot. Arjuna has weapons, he has weapons. Both appear exactly similar. But what is the difference? Anybody can say? What is the difference? Arjuna is doing for Dharma, Krishna service, Arjuna is doing for his own selfish interest. Yeah, like that. Like for example, if you become a cashier in a company, you can even accept crores of rupees. You are not going to jump up and down when you get lakhs and crores of rupees. Or you may even be giving lakhs of rupees loans to people. You try every time you give a loan, when you cashier tries. I have never seen cashier who is probing, you know, giving money. Because he is doing on behalf of the company, isn't it? But as soon as the cashier sees it, the fellow is giving 10 lakhs to a company, what about me? He is giving 1 lakh in my pocket, you know, and then 9 lakhs to the company. Immediately he will be captured. You know? As soon as his own personal interest comes, then he is captured like that. Similarly, Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you work on my behalf, you will never be bound. See, Arjuna is killing so many warriors. Krishna says, don't worry, I am ordering you to give, you are killing them, nothing will happen to you. I will say, aham swam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I will deliver you. So many good things also if you do, you won't get punya, you will get bhakti. If you do good things, like all of you here, you are doing many good things. Like you may be cooking prasad and offering. So that is actually bhakti, because you are doing on behalf of Krishna.
So you not become, you not get punya, but you get bhakti punya kasukriti, we call it. Bhakti one ma kasukriti.
So before they get a spiritual world, not to just the heaven, like that. So Arjuna is working, Dhyana is working, it's like you have seen a death of God at school. One school is getting unwound, another school is getting wound. So both are doing the same act of fighting. And one is getting more and more bound, another is getting unbound like that. Similarly, in our program, you see, we also dress like outside people. We also go to office. We also be doing activity just like anybody else. Only difference is you are doing for Krishna. And others are doing for their own car. That's the only difference. That makes all the difference. So, this should be kept in mind. So, Prabhupada told them, this is done in Bombay. In the ledger of your life, there is a debit card, there is a credit card, and everything is there, balancing. He said, in the ledger of your life, all the time you have spent in Krishna's service is to your credit. And all the time you have spent for your own selfish motive, that is calculated as credit. Now you make the balance sheet as this proper told him. Credit and debit, and find out whether you are going in negative or positive. In our life, we all can see how much time I am doing for Krishna. How much energy, resources, talent I am using in Krishna service. So, we all should find out what all talents that God has given me. And we should use all the time. There is a verse in Bhagavatam that says, that Idam ku punkat tapasat sutakcha va krishtasya sutakcha tabuddhi dattayo avichito vatsa kavidhi nirupito yadushtamashya kubunashaya. He said that the art, philosophy, science, poetry, all these different things, everything should be used for glorifying Krishna. Because Krishna is the ultimate object of our love and glorification. So if you are good in art, do a nice painting for Krishna. If you are good in computer, make some pamphlets for Krishna service. Or make some, publish some books, match books for Krishna service. Or if you are good in garland making, make garland for Krishna service. If you are good in sitting dress, see dress for Krishna. If you are good in cooking, cook for Krishna. If you are good in management, manage things for Krishna. If you are good in fundraising, raise funds for Krishna. If you are good in preaching, then preach for Krishna. If you are good in marketing, then market Krishna's goods. So that is the attitude. In the marketing for Krishna. So you don't have to worry too much about marketing this. But wherever you go, like one mother is telling me, that she buys 100 Bhagavad Gita every year and teaches her. And with her marriage she goes, she gives Bhagavad Gita to the couple. It's a very wonderful gift. On birthdays and marriage days. So we are giving them eternal gifts like that. So you say, we all can use our talent. Everyone. Even the children I saw. Like the children, when I was going to Deepak's house, Jayakam and Vishnu, they made a very nice, beautiful greeting card of their own. With their own hands they have made Hare Krishna, they have written Muhammad Rasul, Muhammad Rasul, Muhammad Rasul. So they are using the talent in Krishna service. Like we had this Bhaktapurat school, Kal. Ritumataji had made all those different, what do you call it? Traps? It was awesome traps. I was even really stunned when we saw it. You will not even believe how it is made with hands, So many things. So this goes to prove that there are millions of things we can use in Krishna service. Everyone and everyone can use a talent. Everyone can use a talent. There is no, like our country also, every year we have to call in during demonstration to make the announcement, like master ceremony. And it's just a very gentlemanly way. The whole audience is very impressed with that. So if you are a very impressive speaker, then you can use that talent. Like that. So Deepak Prabhu is doing the Sarathi service. So Krishna becomes Sarathi of Arjuna, isn't it? So it is not an ordinary service. If you ask in the outside world, generally a common man, you go to a very wealthy man, for him to drive a car for another person is considered a humiliation. But in devotional service, if you drive car, carrying mridangam, carrying mic, carrying devotees, carrying Krishna-related things in the car, that is considered a very great yajna. That is a very great person. Very wonderful person. So in this way, all of us can do so much. Especially, a preaching service is very pleasing to Krishna. Very, very pleasing to Krishna. Amongst all the services. But if you cannot preach, we can also do other things. Besides all these things. Because we can also assist in preaching.
like Mansi Baba told Radhika Mataji, they are teaching.
Due to which this program started. The program started because of that. In this way, we all can think of varieties of services in our life. You have to break our head and say, how can I search and find it? Then your love for Krishna will increase. You will see that. Your acceptance for Krishna, your attraction for Krishna will increase more and more. The more you enter service. In our program, we have been keeping it very theoretical, we have been keeping theory. But my only hope is that you will take care of all of your inner varieties of service. We are connected to them and they will offer you service. The rendering service will make advancement. Because without doing yajnam, without doing service for the pleasure of Krishna, we cannot make advancement. So hearing is also one type of service. But after hearing, we have to engage the limbs of our body like hands, legs, eyes, our intelligence, talent, all the things in Krishna's service. Huh? In this way, Krishna says, Tadattam karma kanteya mukha sangha samachara. You will become completely free. Gradually you will see that the ropes that are binding you, which you are saying in the beginning, the ropes are gradually becoming loosened. Vidyate evyagrante siddhyante sarvakanchaya. All the ropes will be dispelled. The hard knot of this material existence will be cut to pieces. And you see that you are a free bird. You feel the freedom in the heart. Freedom is actually in the heart. You may be saying that India has got freedom. But we are still bound by the Western civilization. We are still not free. We are completely, if you very carefully observe, are we free? Indians have many borrowed things. But actual freedom comes when the heart is free. And that will come by the performance of the right. I am very sorry for delaying you so much today. I had to begin late today. And it was a very important workshop if I went to Lorna. Thank you very much. Everyone is clear about the subject today?
3.9.
Yes, maybe
1%. I don't know,
Somebody has done too bad.
No? Too bad.
Yeah.
And the thing, you know, a dog may have better than the human being.
See, a dog may be traveling in a fast car, eating costly biscuits, as a man in a slum is suffering more. I agree with you. From a material viewpoint, dogs can live a happier life than a man living in a slum. But if we have a slum kind of thing opposite of Kunjibari temple. But those slum children come to a temple, they start slowly coming. And some of them started seeing devotees, they started accepting prasadam. And then some of them started writing tilak and chanting, and many of them became devotees now. You know? So even a boy born in a slum who doesn't have even milk to drink in the beginning, he stands a good chance to become a devotee. As a dog cannot do anything in that life at least. It's like a term of imprisonment, like you're put in a jail for 3 months, you just cannot escape. But it means the term, again get a human body, then you can continue. Dog means you are put in such a state that now one cannot even, manifest devotion for you. The opportunity is not there in dog's body. Like, you know, because they have done so much of sin. But then again they will be given one more chance. They will again become a human being. At that time again they stand a good chance. That is, human body is considered the best body amongst all the bodies. Which is most important for deliverance. If you want to go back to God, we have to connect our consciousness to Krishna. Whereas, like your dog may be eating well now, you know, sleeping well and having all material facilities, you know, he's living. But actually, body may be being pampered, you know, but his soul is suffering. Actually, we are not the body, we are the soul, isn't it? So, unless the soul goes back to God, till then, he has to be wandering in this world again and again. And even such a dog, you can't say that a human girl will never get a disease. He's not to get disease. And also, even such a dog sometimes dies in accident, you see, sometimes. Everything happens actually. So the last karma we are going to study in another program, that time we will tell how precisely the karma works. Even somebody becomes a rich man's dog or a poor man's dog. Some does the poor also, isn't it? He does the poor. So these things are all very carefully manipulated by karma and accordingly it's allotted. Quota is granted for everyone like that.
He says he met with an accident and he completely lost his memory. Now you remember clearly everything?
That period I don't remember anything, but I don't know that.
Now you remember everyone, your mother, father.
Yes.
You have come back as normal as before. Really?
The mother did not be invoked. Automatically gets invoked in danger.
Why is that? Very amazing.
So, try to get things from you. It happens automatically.
It's amazing, huh? Actually, he says, Sushant studied an IIT. Sushant is standing. He was a devotee there, and in Pune he met with an accident. And because he thinks, completely lost his memory. Amnesia, they call it, you know. He forgets his mother, father, relatives, friends. He doesn't even know who they are. He was in the state for a long time, and somebody came. And I'm trying to Hare Rama Hare Krishna in his ears. Once he heard that, he was still chanting. People told you were chanting. Okay. Nobody chanted in his ears, but he himself was chanting Hare Krishna. And then, so he started chanting. And then, for a period of chanting like this, gradually that whole movement started coming. Now he has come back to complete normalcy. How many days did the person say this kind of thing?
He was approximately 2 days. 2 days
ago, I spoke his man.
No, it recently
happened, eh? Very
amazing.
And I'm lucky to chant the holy name to Tukaram is very miraculous to have you chanted. Isn't it? People told you attending, yeah, stand. Tukaram is very amazing. At least you can 15 rounds, you know, every day becomes a routine for you, morning. At least at that time of, you know, water time you can automatically come in the mouth. Very good. Somebody says, you can write an article from America. Very good. I'm here going to do is researching and chanting Hare Krishna, writing, he's very happy. He's done his doctorate in meditation chanting. Okay. Okay, it goes into the one stage after.
Yeah.
So, I came back to this thing.
Both of my left leg are
Very wonderful. Can we sing for 15 minutes? You all are ready? And then conclude with that. Take that.